Blog Talk Radio.
Other thing, I demand a recount. Because I say that this election was fixed.
Just off the air, and it's nothing but a case of crooked politics. And it's not, not.
Now that our annual Democratic election is over with, I hope we all enjoy Buffalo Valley.
I'm sure we're all going to enjoy it, as usual.
And there, on the third Funyun...
advertisement, Hillbillies in Office 2008. This November, when voting for the presidential election, remember to choose a candidate based not on his experience, based not on his creed, color, or vice presidential candidate, but on the real reason they decided to run for president.
Damn it, ever since Al Gore invented the internet, this shit's been going on. I was opening up a bag of Funyuns, and there, on the third Funyun down, I saw the image of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Right there. And I said immediately, that means I have to run for president.
Vote for the candidate with concerns about real issues, such as health care.
Health care is good. It's also good when you can go to the doctor and like ask for like Valium, Xanax and stuff, and they just go ahead and give it to you. That's cool. That's good health care.
The war in Iraq.
The war in Iraq is bad because we're spending $10,000,000,000 a day in Iraq. Spending that money helping doctors get like volumes of Xanax to people.
The current state of the economy and how to fix it.
Could you let me borrow $5 first? Because I'm a little short this week. I need to get some ripple. As the economy is so terrible, I've been forced to sell my ass. Don't panic, jobs is on the way.
Education.
Education is to good.
And of course, gay marriage.
Well, I think that marriage is a sacred institution that should only be entered into between two people who really, really, really want to fuck their lives up.
This November, vote for the candidate that matters. Vote for the candidate with the proper qualifications.
I is educated in the three grades, so vote for me, because learning is good.
Good. Vote for the candidate with the proper family morals from a simpler time.
Back in my day, we weren't taught facts. We were taught rumors and innuendo, and that's the way it was, and we liked it. Furthermore, back in my day, we didn't have shatterproof windshields. If you put on your brakes quickly, you knew where you were going. You were going headfirst through the windshield, and that's the way it was, and we liked it.
Be square for president 2008.
I think we should invest in alternative forms of energy, like nacho farts. Imagine how much energy is lost each year at Taco Bell alone.
This November, B square for president.
I'm B square, and I disprove this message. Wait, what?
What have we done?
And what's happening, everybody? Welcome to the Abyss. Thank you for stepping inside. It is a presidential edition of the Abyss. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was some serious comedy there, man.
Yeah. I was crying. That was really funny.
I was crying, too. Very different.
Genius.
Yeah, I mean, B, I would vote for you for president in a second. So.
I'm right, you.
Because we don't eat alternative
I'm fine, president, because I've got balls, and I would do
very
stuff.
Full balls.
Stuff. I would do all kinds of stuff.
My ballot.
I would get things done and stuff.
Things
That's my platform.
Yeah.
Things and stuff. Quick, save me.
All right, so I'm watching the TV live on MSNBC, none of this Fox News or CNN stuff. We got Chief Overman on my side. Obama is at 103 and McCain is at 34 electoral votes right now.
Yes, it's odd. According to MSNBC, Obama wins. And according to Fox News, McCain has just ascended onto a cloud with angels and chariots. So, you know, it depends on who you watch, really.
And Fox News,
CNN has a nice graph. I'm not listening to it. I'm just watching it. They have a nice graph. I don't know what it means, but it's colorful.
And if you watch Fox News, it's just been assassinated by Al-Qaeda, which he wanted anyway. So it was like a suicide thing, and they love it. So
darn it.
I don't know.
Mark Foley was a Democrat on Fox News. Mark Foley is a Democrat. Don't let the Republicans fool you.
Now, we can't spend an hour trashing Fox News. Fox News is fair and balanced.
Since when is Fox News? I thought they were all about Family Guy and The Simpsons.
You know what? Real okay. If we want to get in on this, you know what really burns me up is when somebody like Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly or you know, I can't even say the words when they start going off against the elite media. Okay, now Fox News for at least the last 4 years have had exclusive access to both the president, the vice president, and any inner workings of the government. Only Fox News has been allowed to have these interviews. Who is the elite media? If that's not elite, what is?
Exactly. Your Rush Limbaughs, all those folks that have complete coverage to the president, who are just, you know, I'm sorry, 2,000 Fox News
water carriers is what you're saying.
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm thinking about, but Fox News in the year 2000 pretty much assured that President Bush was going to get the presidency, and he did. So, good job, Fox News. Fair and balanced.
Oh, good job, Florida. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Always your state that's screwing it up.
Yeah. Did you vote in Florida? Did you vote? I didn't because I was underage. So, why don't you go back in time and show me those ballots and show me why that happened, okay, killer? Why don't you put up before I cut up with my hands because my hands are deadly weapons. Ice Baby, A1A, Beach Road Avenue.
I hear I stand four square behind the statements that Scott just made.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, we've already had problems in the primary election and with a couple of local municipality elections, like Palm Beach County, lost. Like, seriously, they don't know where they are about 60,000 votes.
If they don't like your vote, they're just going to throw it out anyway. I don't know if you've realized this. And
All I want is one man, one vote. None of this. We'll get into all of that. We'll all take your calls. We're going to run a short show this week simply because why? Well, you know what? We're very tired. C-Beans wore us out last week.
C-Beans! Did anyone listen to that show? No, because all we talked about was C-Beans, thank you, me. I'm the king of all known media. Booyah!
I'm sorry, I missed that one. I was too tired from coming back from my haunt tour. By the way, my big-ass haunt report is now up on awesomebadness.com.
Yay.
Part 2 is speech coming tomorrow. Read it or die. Thank you very much.
Yeah, actually, B's going to talk about the big-ass trip report here for a few minutes, but if you want to know all of the details, and I mean every last single one,
and I go into that insane, ridiculous, obsessive detail.
Especially, we've had people asking about Netherworld. And
Netherworld was great.
Yeah. You need to read that report. You need to read the Big Ass Haunt report. All the parts that come out. Because B, while he can't remember what he did 2 minutes ago, can go into great detail about all of these haunts. And, I mean, really, it's like he just takes you there. It's theater
I'm
of
a savant, baby.
Yes, you are.
I'm also a conversation stopper.
Silence.
Disco Dancer and Topic Killer.
Disco Duck. That's very short.
So anyway,
all right, so
a bunch of stuff happened this past week. We had, of course, B had his big ass trip report. We had the last night of Halloween Horror Nights, and
awesome.
Yes, it was. Yes, very.
Do ILO and Roddy still claim to know nothing about the collective?
Oh,
they.
Or did they copy?
Shh.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
Gene, hear me?
Sorry to reveal that. I'm dying.
Why don't you go ahead and tell about the Midnight Syndicate when they say stuff like, I'm going to tell you this off the record. My name is Bruce. I'm drunk. Here's some information. I'm from the internet.
Somebody help me.
Okay.
Exactly. I'm from the internet and I'm drunk right there. Those are two fine excuses. I can't think of any two better ones. So there you go.
He turns into Little Richard. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you guys weren't here last week. I added all kinds of cool stuff. I've got that. Then there's...
potatoes. Okay. So what happened the final night of Halloween Horror Nights, Eric? I was there with you, and I hear cell number one is the best cell ever.
All right, well, we're not going to get completely into that, Scott, because we're going to isolate probably about three-quarters of the five people that listen to this show.
One.
Here's the deal. If you haven't been paying attention to HalloweenHorrorNights.com, shame on you. But at the beginning of the season, they had a detective character by the name of Boris Schuster who was – investigating Bloody Mary, basically, or Mary O'Connor, or whatever you want to call her. And it basically turned into this game sponsored by the – I forget, what's the name of the
– The Legendary Truth.
The Legendary Truth, that's what it is, the Legendary Truth and the Collective. So you had to follow all these clues, and it was a very involved and detailed game. If you were not – a super nerd and did not pay attention, then you really missed out.
Like a super nerd, but unfortunately, I don't pay attention.
Yes.
And
shame on you.
One of the guys who did was Dinosaur Pirate. Got to, I really do have to thank him for knowing all the information, helping everyone else figure it out.
Yeah, Dinosaur Pirate on the Vault, who was also called the live Halloween Horror Night show, and I hung up on because it was too loud because he was standing right outside the damn window.
I remember him.
Yeah.
Every time I see him, I apologize.
Yeah, and if you're listening now, Dinosaur Pirate, I apologize too. I really wanted to get to you and tell you that personally at Halloween Horror Nights, but you move fast.
Dinosaur Pirate, I don't give a crap about you because I'm a minor internet celebrity, so screw you. Okay, moving on. That was a joke, guys.
Yeah, where were we?
Stay with me here. It's cracking along now.
So, we were talking about something.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah.
We're talking about the last night of Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, the
last alternate reality game based around this paranormal investigation group called the Collective Legendary Truth.
Exactly.
And I am paying attention.
For once in your life, you're paying attention. But, yeah, it basically culminated probably, about 8 o'clock in front of Amity. We got a boat tour. I had no idea what was going on, except we got a very cool, kick-ass version of Jaws.
Okay, now stop. You're telling me that the people that were gathered for the collective gamey thingy, that's the technical term, got their own separate ride on Jaws.
Yes, yeah. there was three different groups. Group Cell 4, Cell 2, and Cell 1. Cell 3 was non-existent. Cell 5 was non-existent. I think they were just making sure they had enough room to, have enough boats or whatever. But, yeah, we got the captain who was on who was a part of the collective earlier, who was we were told that you'd get a boat ride. I wasn't there for it. I saw it on the vault before. While it was happening, I was told Brooke to go there. But he gave us a tour of Jaws while he was trying to give us clues.
which pretty much surmised to him saying, you guys ready with those questions? You guys, oh, there's a shark.
Shoot the shark, Skippy. Shoot the shark. Hey,
the passengers shark. Give you any trouble, shoot them too. And at the end, he was like, so you got any questions? And then someone was like, well, what about the circles? And he's like, well, the circles are the most important thing on the gay in the whole mystery. And then the shark comes out of the water, bites the wire. He's talking. You can't hear him. And all of a sudden, like, the sound ends. The shark dies. And he's like, and that's the most important thing. And now you know the mystery. So. It's very.
So really, it literally all led up. Yeah.
All right, that's one thing. We do have an incoming call going to the 352. Thanks for calling.
I have a question for Scott. Where's my burrito? Where's my burrito? My burrito. Where's my burrito? Where's my burrito? Where's
my burrito?
Where's my shirt? One.
Thank you, Jake. There's someone.
You're welcome, Scott. That's what you get for making fun of me for having a unibrow.
Well, you know you have one, and maybe you should watch or maybe shave your face. I don't know.
Maybe I did, douchebag.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jake was actually hanging out with us all night. Really cool to hang out with Jake and have fun. That was just really a kick-ass time. We got to meet so many people like Jake and everybody from the vault and from
people with unibrow.
I got you into Legendary Truth.
Yeah, the Legendary Truth stuff. And let us finish telling you about the Legendary Truth stuff. It finally culminates right there at Lombard's Landing. I think that's the name of the place, right? The seafood place?
Yeah.
It culminates there, and we walk in, and we get greeted by TJ Manorino, Mike Aiello, I forget everybody else's name, and I'm so sorry about that, but the entire Halloween Horror Nights creative staff. So, and we get to talk to them. They have a real nice spread layout for us.
Cookies for the win.
Yeah, cookies, sodas, all kinds of stuff. A really good view from the balcony of Lombard's Landing.
You could see the Brian Brushwood show from there.
Yeah, you could. You absolutely could. They
Bob,
have
could
all
you tell the same joke over and over and over and over again? And
yeah.
You'll do that.
And you could see the concept art, all that they had the concept art, every last bit of it laid out all over the place. And, you know, everybody got to walk around and talk to, like, Roddy and Aiello and Miss B and TJ and take pictures with them. And, you know, I mean, we have over 200 pictures up on awesomebadness.com. And probably the best part of the night, Scott announces to everybody, excuse me, I must tinkle. Then he turns around, trips on somebody, and falls face first, completely splats on the ground right in the middle of the restaurant there. In front
of God.
Everybody, and eats complete shit right there.
It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. The reenactment was better.
Yeah, the reenactment was better because he did it like 50 times. And yeah, the worst part, like Scott said, he was completely sober when he did this. Of course,
okay, now let me get this straight. You were taken on a ride on Jaws, and tell you secrets in reality they told you absolutely nothing.
Absolutely.
And then you ate cookies.
And then we ate cookies.
Okay, so there you go.
Experience.
It ended as a media event for non-media people. It was pretty much what we got on the radio show, the podcast, when we went to Universal Live. Check that episode out, guys. It's probably our best one. It was that for non-media people. And I have to say, that was really cool. It was very cool getting all those people together and just having a great time.
Yeah, and that was the best thing. I mean, we had...
They do treat the fans good. They really do.
They really do. They treat the fans so well. They had all of the vault people out in front of the schoolhouse scare zone there, and everybody was they were taking pictures of
damn scares, too.
Yeah, they were taking pictures of us. They were taking everybody was gathered around, and you had non-believers just walking up. Hey man, what's going on? Oh, they're taking pictures of those are the guys that actually designed the event. Oh, those people are sick. This place is screwed up. and you had literally about 10 people wanting to kick their ass. Now, you better not be saying that about it. It was like they talked about their mama. It was the most absolute and heartfelt thing I've ever seen. You had grown men actually wanting to kick some teenagers' asses because they were talking bad about Roddy Aiello, TJ Manorino, Miss B, and the whole Horror Nights creative team. So,
well, they are kind of sick. I mean, some of the stuff they come
well,
up with.
Let them know they're doing their job right. That's a compliment. That's letting them know they're doing their job right.
Yeah, and they did their jobs very well.
The volume of stuff they have to come up with every year. I mean, they've got to fill so many scare zones and 8 houses, and each house has to be filled with different stuff. And just the number of gags you have to come up with is just is daunting. I'm surprised they just don't reuse stuff. I'm surprised they don't reuse stuff more than they do.
I'm not the type of fan that says this, but since I wasn't on last week, I'm honestly going to say as a whole event, my favorite year ever, hands down.
Yeah,
as a whole,
I can't say that, but it was a good one. It was a good one.
Very good.
The houses were pretty much uniformly good. I even liked Reflections of Fear. I did.
Yeah, Bruce and I had the best time through that house. That was great.
Yes, Preston and I, we got scared over and over again. The cast.
Say what you want about sets, but that will prove it. It will always go back to the cast, always, if the actors aren't there.
I don't really remember the sets at all. The only thing
there
I
were not. The sets were not. Yeah, it was not the caliber everybody wanted. The facade and the facets, but the sets and the facades. But no, it was what it needed to be. It was dark, and it was the intense atmosphere. It was all there. So.
And the Bloody Marys were all over. I mean, 4 or 5 got me at least. They were like the fire under their ass.
Well, and the simple distractions of the projections of the test patterns on the wall and everything.
Oh yeah,
else.
I loved that the way they were showing the film. Loops on the wall as you went by. That was a nice effect, too. Nobody ever mentioned that.
You know, you're talking about intense there. I want to hear about Networld, because I've heard nothing about it, besides, you know, you talked to me, like, for a little bit about it on the...
I heard about a pig in a sewer. I want to hear more.
Yeah, obviously, you've not read the B-Squared's Big-Ass Haunt Report now on AwesomeBadness.com, but...
You've never listened to anything that you weren't on, so I'm not going to read your report. Oh, yeah.
My ego is destroyed now. Yes, Netherworld was really, really great. It's in Atlanta. It's right off of I-85, off Jimmy Carter Boulevard. It's right off the interstate, and it sits in a storefront. There's a stereo store and a discount carpet barn and a Netherworld haunted house. I mean, it's in this big warehouse, and it's kind of hard to find. If I didn't have somebody showed me where it was, I don't think I would have found it. But it's really, really very good. I can't say enough about how good it is. The people that run the place must have dropped a small fortune onto it, because it's extremely well designed. The production value is very high. I was talking to one of the guys that run the place, and he was telling me that they have another whole separate warehouse full of stuff. Every year they go out and they buy more stuff, and they try to put as much of it into the house as they can. They can't fit it all in.
Yeah, okay.
They have a lot of really, really impressive mechanicals, a lot of really impressive animatronics. I know a lot of people don't like animatronics and haunted mazes like that, but they use them to very, very good effect, and they're huge. They've got a ton of these things, and each one is bigger than the last, but they're not used just for their own effect. They're not used to go, oh, look at the cool monster. There's always a scare attached to them. Whenever you see something spectacular, look out, because the scare is going to come from the other direction. Everything is just jam-packed. You can't turn a corner without something happening. It's just a sensory assault. And really well done. Everything about it is professionally done. The makeup is professionally done. All the lights, I mean, it's lit every bit as well as a house from Halloween Horror Nights. We knew somebody there? It's extremely well done. Any specific questions about Netherworld? Blah, blah. I can go on.
Do you have any specific questions about Netherworld or anything else that we're talking about tonight, you can give us a call at 347-237-5266. Yeah, what was the pig all about?
The pig, okay, well, I told about the pig in my report, but since nobody reads it anymore. There were two mazes at Netherworld. One was called Carnivore, and the other one was called the Mangler. And the Mangler had something to do with a murderer being loose in the sewers. I'm not exactly sure what the plot was, but it did have a plot. And at one point, you're walking down a sewer tunnel, and it just goes pitch black. And I was feeling my way, and I turned a corner. At least I thought it was a corner. It turned out it wasn't. It was just a recess in the wall. And I fell. I tripped. I stepped off a platform, and I tripped over my own feet, and I fell down. And when I fell down, I heard this squealing noise, and I turned, and I was sitting on my ass. So I spun around on my ass, and I saw this.
You saw this what?
Oh, my God. Really? You saw this?
Right here? Censored.
Oh, son of a bitch, you.
I'm guessing you saw a pig coming at him. A big old swine. You know this story. Tell it.
Yeah, basically what Bruce told me at the... this was waiting for Horror Nights. He was telling us all about it. There was a... You crawled into a pipe, like he said, or he fell, and you had to crawl through, like, a pipe unit, and it was themed to, like, a sewer drain. You turn around... Are you back? No. And anyway, and there's a pig, a guy manning a puppet pig boar head, coming at his ass, like just charging him, pushing him through the pipe, making him keep going. And to do this, they can only let through one at a time, so they would wait and have the next guy go through the. Oh, yeah. So
I get the pig head, make my call drop. That's how spectacular. Even through time,
That's a good. The suspense timing with you is always so great with your job.
We told the story. Really. Anyway, it was a great scare, and I just did not see it coming at all.
Very cool.
Who expects a giant pig head to come? And I just happened to be sitting down, so when it came at me, it was actually above my head. So I was And to this day, I don't know whether it was a mechanical or whether there was somebody actually controlling it from behind, which would explain why it came all the way up on me like that. You couldn't see a thing except the pig head. That is my all-time favorite scare for this year. Nothing has topped it.
Very good, very good. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and then for the last few minutes, we're going to come back with political talk. So we'll be right back. Hey, what's going on, In the Loop fans? Clint Novak here with the rest of the In the Loop crew. Go ahead and say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hey, hello.
Oh, that was exciting. We're promoting In the Loop here, guys. Can we do a little more enthusiastically, please?
No!
Come listen to us every single Monday night at 7:30 live on Blog Talk Radio, or you can catch us at CoasterCrew.com.
That's right. Check out all the coaster news and more jackassery than you can shake a stick at.
And see who will be voted the douche of the week.
Douche! I just can't do it like that, Ken.
In more ways than one.
Say, do you like action movies?
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Comedies?
Oh, knockers. Oh, thank you, Doctor.
Movies so bad that they're great.
I want to break every beautiful bone in your body.
Do you think Steven Seagal gets screwed out of an Oscar every year?
Nobody beats me in the kitchen.
If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need to check out the Kick-Ass Movie Podcast.
Do it now.
A new movie every week from two college kids with way too much time on their hands.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Check them out online at kickassmoviepodcast.com or myspace.com/kickassmoviepod. Are you ready for action?
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious...
Are you ready for... romance?
You know, you may be the first attractive woman I've not wanted to sleep with in my entire life.
Are you ready for horror?
Alive.
Are you ready for Pat McCabe? What? Then you're ready for the action-packed podcast that will scare you silly. You're ready to take a walk in the park. Join Pat McCabe every week as he shows you around the amusement world in his weekly podcast, A Walk in the Park Podcast. You can check out the podcast at www.awalkinthepark.podomatic.com. If you're ready to take a walk on the wild side, then you're ready for A Walk in the Park podcast, hosted by Pat McCabe.
He's a very strange young man.
He's an idiot. Comes from upbringing. Parents are probably idiots, too.
This is the Central Theme Park and Attraction Podcast. This is where you get the information straight from the mouth of the creators of the parks and attractions you love. Join a cast of extensive
every week on an informative experience into the world of rides, attractions, and parks.
Pick up your season pass every Tuesday morning over at SeasonPassPodcast.com.
Or you can subscribe to us through iTunes.
SeasonPassPodcast.com.
More than a ride.
Hi, this is Nick Hudson from Musical Tour, the UK's independent musical theatre podcast. If you're a fan of all things Broadway and West End, this is the show for you. We've had such guests as Alan Menken, William David Brown, Stephen Sondheim, Jerry Herman, Stephen Schwartz, Johnny Depp, Helena Bonham Carter, Tim Burton, Alan Rickman, Mark Shaman, William Finn, George Stiles and Anthony Drew, Julian Fellowes, Summer Stranham, Jeff Marks, Gerard Allison Dreamy, Stephanie J. Block, and Richard Thomas. The show features a varied team of presenters and contributors from all over the world, including writers, producers, lyricists, book writers, directors, actors, and singers. So check us out at www.musicaltalk.co.uk or just hit us up on iTunes at keyword musical talk. We'll see you on stage. AwesomeBadness.com. Step into the abyss.
That is kind of a creepy joint. I like it.
I like what it's called.
I know. All I keep wanting to say is, would you fuck me?
I'd fuck me. Well, also, you know, I'm still watching the MSNBC right now, and it's 8:30 now, so this is whatever happens when you guys are listening to it now or live on the live feed. Obama is winning with 103, and McCain is losing right now with 34 electoral votes. And I actually hear that Sam Neill is actually a election counter, you know, counts votes in Florida. And I hear that he's voting for, or like really hoping that McCain wins. Derek, do we have him on the phone? Can we go in there and see how he's doing with McCain?
Sam, how's it going? How's it going down there at McCain headquarters?
There was a little bit of delay with that, but he did answer.
So,
wow. We just never miss a chance to do that, do we, guys? We just don't. Anytime.
We got to thank Preston for coming up with that idea. I think that's really funny.
I love that. It's, you know, that, and I love this one. Oh, my God, Obama's going to win. Oh, my God. I just love that one.
Wow. That is juvenile. You know, I'm watching CNN here, and they've got this big – it's like a chart, and they've got like supposedly every single demographic group in America that they could think of. They have them all separated out and how they're and a bar graph showing how they're going to vote. And they've got some of these demographic groups. They start out with liberals, conservatives, and it's female conservatives, female liberals, females who have kids, who drive SUVs, who say they're liberals but are really not. Left-handed lesbian conservative. They've got it all spelled out here, and I think that's that means they've got way too much time on their hands. Actually, is what I think it means.
All right. Well, so let's take a quick poll. Who do you got? I mean, this is a completely partisan race, which I absolutely hate. I really think that we need to go back to the old ways of having like 30 different parties and actually giving those 30 parties a lot of time instead of just, you know, your two main parties there. But since it is a partisan race, who do you guys hope wins? And we'll go with Scott first.
Oh, come on. You guys know I voted for the one guy that I feel can run this country that's on the ballot. Well, actually, he wasn't on the ballot. I wrote it in. That's Charles Gray. He's okay, but he's got no fucking neck. Huh! Thank you. That's my Rocky Horror reference. I voted for Obama, and I voted no on Prop 2 for Florida. They were trying to put a state amendment that state constitution.
Yeah, essentially what it does, it outlines the law that marriage is an institution between a man and a woman. And that, and it defines marriage as that such institution. So basically what it does is it outlaws gay marriage without outlawing it.
And, I mean, if it was the opposite way, I would not be a happy camper. You know?
Yeah.
But, Bruce, who'd you vote for?
Nobody, because he dropped the call again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you got to love Skype. Skype is just an absolutely fascinating piece of shit. So,
we are swearing a lot on this episode.
We are swearing a lot on this episode. What the hell? I guess that's all politics. You know, politics really just piss you the fuck off, so.
McCain just went up 24 points, and he's at 53, and Obama's still at 103. Who knows what could happen.
Bruce, who did you vote for? Because I know you voted. I know you.
Yes, I voted today, and I voted for the only viable candidate in this election. Of course, I'm talking about Ralph Nader.
You didn't. Really?
And No. I voted for Obama. But I want to point out that I did not vote for Barack Obama as much as I voted against. I didn't really vote against McCain. I just voted against the Republicans in general. I'm kind of sick of elections where I have to vote against someone I don't like instead of voting for someone I do like. But, you know, we get the leaders we deserve, right?
Yeah, you got to understand that. Oh, McCain has the zombie vote because he's going to be one of them soon. But they don't come out to the polls too often.
Actually, well, the old people do tend to vote more than younger people. Yes, they do.
I'm talking about zombies. I'm not talking about the elderly. This is one of those CNN poll things. So
it can't pull down the undead votes, what you're saying.
Yes, but they don't come out to the polls.
There's something new to do with zombies right there. Zombies running for political office. There's a new angle.
Did
zombies.
It.
Yeah, it's called Homecoming, I think.
Yeah, it was Homecoming. It was part of the Masters of Horror or something like that, the one series that was on Showtime. And basically zombies came back from the dead and started eating people because – it was actually soldiers came back from the dead and started eating people because their votes weren't counted.
Yes. Well, you know, if minorities started eating people, I guess their votes would be counted more heavily too.
Ooh. I know you just didn't. Ooh.
I went there, buddy. I went there. I'm going to offend minorities and zombies. Swell poop.
Eric, well, who'd you vote for?
I voted for Obama.
Well, we are really a different kind of people. We're all voting for the same person.
Yeah,
we're not. We don't have any opposing viewpoints here.
So
I'm going to have to take the opposing viewpoint just for our argument's sake. Barack Obama is going to first of all, he's going to raise all your taxes, no matter what he says. He's going to make all the businesses in America are going to shut down and move to Curacao or some other island, you know, Barbados or wherever it is those people go, and we're all going to be forced to get gay married. So pick your partner now.
Muslims. Yes. Yeah.
Even though Muslims, you know, are against gay marriage, that doesn't matter. You know, Obama's going to bring everybody together there, and we're all going to be gay Muslims. So
I'm really upset at the race, the general racism of the people now. I mean, I figure, you know, my it's a little too late for your generation, Bruce. But
yeah,
I mean,
thanks, man.
I'm sorry.
I'll just go take the white Songly signs off my waterfront fountains. I'm sorry about that.
Well, like in West Palm here, there was some guy who got his Obama sign burned, and you know, someone spray painted his house McCain, white supremacy, and a whole bunch of other stuff that I dare not say because we've said enough already. I think we've maxed the quota of swearing today on the show.
Probably, yes. Well, that's my fault. Sorry about that, guys.
No,
you can't minimize the effect of race here. Race is both a good thing and a bad thing for Obama because it will keep a certain stripe of white voter from voting for him no matter what. And it will also, from the other side, it will bring in way, way more minority than have ever voted before. So I think that by and large his race helped him more than it hurt him.
Yeah,
but it did.
Actually,
I'm personally acquainted with people who will not vote for a black guy no matter what.
Yeah. Well,
sad, but
you actually look at it, Obama's race has really helped him out in the fact that it has pulled more people into the polls than ever before. Here in Florida, we had early voting, and it was like going to a goddamn Disney park. I mean, seriously, like you waited in line 45 minutes from this point in order to vote. I've never waited in line to vote before.
And I voted this morning, did not have to vote at all or wait in line at all. I just got in there and I was just okay. Remember? Sorry.
Yeah, I just walked in and a nice woman told me that I was going to vote for McCain, and I said okay, and I left. That's it, right? That's how it works. She's very nice. You know, I didn't want to vote for McCain, but I guess I did. You know, I don't know. No, I voted and I pushed a button on one of those touchscreen machines, and it actually the candidate I wanted to vote for actually lit up. So that's a plus.
You voted on a computer screen.
Yes,
I voted on a paper pallet thing. Paper.
Nope.
Pallet.
We have a touchscreen in Tennessee. We always have touchscreen machines. That's because nobody. I mean, McCain's going to carry the state, so nobody really gives a crap.
No. Eric, did you vote on that machine, or did you vote on a...
No, it was a paper ballot. It was a kind of fill-in-the-dots kind of thing, so...
That was mine. Was it confusing? I was a little confused. I hate to admit it, but I was like, I don't know.
No, I don't know. It was pretty straightforward. Again, it's been the same voting system for years, but, yeah, whatever.
Well,
your vote doesn't count anyway because the Electoral College will go and decide.
Exactly.
Well, the popular vote generally decides it. It's only not decided four times in the history of Democratic or the whatever the electoral election.
Well, you know, I mean, if I'm going to go out on a limb. When Obama wins, you know the right wing is going to start carping. You know they're going to Acorns stole the election. Blah blah blah. You can hear it now.
I think it's going to be a double-edged sword. I think that if Obama wins, you're going to have the right-wing conservatives. They're going to say all kinds of crap. They're going to go really out on the limb. You may even have a wacko go out and start plugging black people. Whoa, 90 seconds, really? We're done already?
Yeah, looks like it.
Well, good God. Well, join... Next week, we'll be back with a full hour show because this is just not enough time.
Next week, when I'll say some more stuff.
Yeah. Next week, big, huge, fall movie preview. You don't want to miss that.
We need to see if we can get Left 4 Dead people on here. That's something that we need to work for. Left 4 Dead looks like an awesome game.
Yeah, well, we're working on that. We're working on quite a few things for everybody this next couple weeks. We're coming into the holiday season. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. You're going to want to check Awesome Bad. There's a lot of pictures, a lot of different stuff.
Big-ass haunt report. Don't forget to read it.
Yeah, the big-ass haunt report. Don't forget to read it. And go Obama. Let's hope that everything works out. Let's hope that we don't have any incidents. And, hey, until next time, everybody, have fun. And we'll see you when you step inside again.
wonderful.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
it
though.
Could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!